talking now. For the pillow on the windowsill, and I'll hold him still. The circle we're drawing here will never become a real deal.
Too Much Rock Podcast number 280. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Owls. That song is called It Collects Itself and is on the band's album 2, which just came out March 25th on Polyvinyl Records. That is 2 because the band's first album came out back in 2001 on Jade Tree Records, so it's been a long time without that band, and it's good to have them back. Owls, of course, is the original lineup of Cap'n Jazz. It is Mike and Tim Kinsella, Victor Villarreal, and Sam Zurich, who have not only been in Cap'n Jazz and Owls, but countless other bands like Joan of Arc, Make Believe, Ghosts and Vodka, so many bands, Owen, all so very full and wonderful, rather. Davey Von Bolin from the second lineup of Cap'n Jazz, of course, went on for Promise Ring and other bands as well. Anyway, you can spend hours talking about that musical lineage, and I'm going to like every single one of those bands they played in. This album is very good. It continues where Cap'n Jazz and Owls left off so many years ago, maybe a little bit smoother. That track in particular feels a lot like Slint, and that's a very good thing. As I spent my formative years in the Midwest in Indianapolis, seeing both the Louisville bands and in Chicago bands with great regularity, can't tell you how many times I saw Cap'n Jazz, and every single time I loved him. So good to have that Owls album back. A very big fan, something that you're going to enjoy if you listen to the Too Much Rock podcast. And I got a feeling you do. All right, coming up next, I've got music for you from Portland, Oregon. This is the band Paradise.
We'll be right back. shade of green. And I take these pills to make the scene, but I never thought that this would be my dream.
Asking yourself, what decade is this? Why, it's the teens and anything goes. We started off there with Paradise with the song Just a Dream. That's on the band's new album, Soldiers of the Modern Age. That comes out today, April 22nd, on Teen Sound. Definitely a mod revival band there from Portland, as I said earlier. And I'm sure they are so much fun live. I'm jealous that I haven't gotten to see them yet. And then after that, from Cardiff in Wales, we heard from The School. That song is The Boy Is Mine. And that's on the band's album, Reading Too Much Into Things Like Everything that came out on Elephant Records back in 2012. The band is still active, and I don't think there's anything new from them. So I dug that one out after hearing that on someone else's podcast, and happy to have picked up that album. I think iTunes is the one that delivered that one for me. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's see. Continuing on here, I've got a quick blast of punk rock power from you from the band Off. This song is called Over Our Heads.
Put on your happy face. We're in over our heads. can try your luck in some place new. With some other punks that are more like you. Do what you need to do, but it's bound to end the same. A failure to communicate. And the chore we'll never spend. It's hard to believe that we were friends when we all moved in. At night the mice, they eat our food. They cover everything in poo. And the cat doesn't seem to care. The couch is covered in his hair. There's always someone sleeping there. No one ever said that it would.
Total flashback there and full of sentimentality. I used to live in a punk house a lot like that one. Did you ever live in one? Was it good? Was it bad? Of course it was. It was both, and you had to get out eventually. But it was great to live there when you did, right? That was Ghost Mice with the song House of the Undying. That is on the band's split album Shelter with Ramshackle Glory, I believe. That was released on Planet X Records back in June of last year, and I just found out about it and then picked it up on the Bandcamp website for some impossibly cheap price, because that's how Planet X punks work it out. Before that, we heard from Tweens from Cincinnati, Ohio, with the song Bored in the City. That is on the band's self-titled album, which came out back in April on French Kiss Records. And that is a great album, and that song there is just fantastic. One of my favorite this year. And then we started things off with the song Over Our Heads. That's on the band's new album, Wasted Years, which came out April 8th on Vice Records. Of course, based out of Los Angeles, the project of Keith Morris and so many other people. And it's amazing that Keith can be so angry at, like, I don't know, what's 56, 58, something like that. He's still burning that punk rock fire inside of him. So congratulations to Keith and all of those bands of that set, because there's just something in there that really speaks to me. Hopefully it does you as well. I see I'm about out of time, so let's get the business out of the way and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 280. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com, or find me on Twitter or any of your other favorite social media outlets at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we have Richard Buckner tonight, the 22nd, at his undisclosed location. You better email me quick if you want to know about that one. Waxahachie at the Czar Bar tomorrow night, or Red Kate at Vandals. The Churches is playing at the Midland on the 25th, or Stonehaven at the Riot Room, and the latter is where I'm going to be. Is that some sort of benefit for kitties? And everyone wants a pagan metal benefit for kitties. The 26th, Arcade Fire at the Starlight. 28th, Hold Steady at the Tank Room for that morning kegs and eggs show, if you want to get drunk on a Monday morning. Or that night, playing with Deer Tick at the Granada. The 30th, Ghost Mice are playing Art Closet. 2nd, Matt Pryor is playing the Record Bar, and I think that's with Josh Berwinger, if I remember correctly. The 9th, Dandy Warhol is cramming into the Riot Room. 13th, Slayer at the Uptown, or Matt Pond PA at the Record Bar. Pagan Fest is coming to the Riot Room on the 16th of May. And then on the 18th, you've got Perfect Pussy with Potty Mouth and Bad Ideas at Czar Bar, or Against Me with Black Eyes at the Granada. And that's going to be a hard choice there. Looking forward, May 23rd, The Luck at Lucky at Record Bar. 27th, Abigail Williams brings some U.S. black metal to the Riot Room. And let's stop there before we get into June. So many things coming up, so many good things. And in the past week or so, I've covered a lot of them on Too Much Rock. Sister Mary Rotten Crotch, Uncouth, and New Rhythm played Sunday night at the Buzzard Beach. Got photos of that. Got the Record Bar, our Record Store Day at Mills Recording Company, that happened over the weekend on Record Store Day, of course, the 19th. Lots of photos from that online. There's just nonstop stuff happening on Too Much Rock. So visit the website, see what's happened out there in the last week. There's some good stuff for you. So let's wrap this up. I've got one track left here, and it is a, I don't know, like 12-minute long track. So I'm going to have to fade it at some point so this podcast doesn't run ridiculously over. It is a new track by the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra, or whatever they call themselves. Let's just call them the Silver Mount Zion, or Silver Mount Zion. We'll shorten it for now. This is actually a 12-inch called Hang On to Each Other, which includes two remixes of that song. That song originally, I think, an a cappella campfire sort of song from 2005, but has now been re-envisioned as a house track. So you've got a two-song 12-inch. Each side is like 12 minutes long, and the band would like you to know that there's absolutely no irony in this whatsoever. They're a big fan of house music and, as they say, impromptu dance parties. The song I'm going to play is the A-side, or the remix I'm going to play is from the A-side. It's called Any Fucking Thing You Love. It comes out April 29th on Constellation Records, and I must say that I stumbled upon it by accident and thought, oh, look, a new the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra, picked it up and found it was not their normal fare, but I was entertained all the same. So here you go. Here's a track. It is the Any Fucking Thing You Love remix of Hang On to Each Other by the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.